The habit of uncertainty in thought and action, bred, as it sometimes is, from a lack of faith in man and in God, is, nevertheless, a thing to be dealt with sometimes by itself. Not infrequently, it is a petty habit that can be corrected by the exercise of a little willpower. I believe it is better to decide wrong a great many times, doing it quickly, than to come to a right decision after weakly vacillating. As a matter of fact, we may trust our decisions to be fair and true if our life's ideals are beautiful and true. We may improve our indecisions a great deal by mastering their unhappy details, but we shall not finally overcome them until life rings true and until all our acts and thoughts become the solid and inevitable expression of a healthy growing regard for the best in life. A call to right living that is no mean dictum of policy, but which is renewed every morning as the sun comes out of the sea. However inconsequential the habit of indecision may seem, it is really one of the most disabling of bad habits. Its continuance contributes largely to the sum of nervous exhaustion. Whatever its origin, whether it stands in the relation of cause or effect, it is an indulgence that insidiously takes the snap and sparkle out of life and leaves us for the time being colorless and weak. Next to uncertainty, an uninspired certainty is wrecking to the best of human prospects. The man whose one idea is of making himself and his family materially comfortable, or even rich, may not be coming to a nervous prostration, but he is courting a moral prostration that will deny him all the real riches of life, and that will, in the end, reward him with a troubled mind, a great unsatisfied longing, unless, to be sure, he is too smug and satisfied to long for anything. The larger life leads us inevitably away from ourselves, away from the super requirements of our families. It demands of them and of ourselves an unselfishness that is born of a love that finds its expression in the service of God. And what is the service of God if it is not such an entering into the divine purposes and spirit that we become with God recreators in the world? Working factors in the higher evolution of humanity. While we live, we shall get and save. We shall use and spend. We shall serve the needs of those dependent upon us. But we shall not line the family nest so softly that our children become powerless. We shall not confine our charities to the specified channels where our names will be praised and our credit increased. We shall give and serve in secret places with our hearts in our deeds. Then we may possess the untroubled mind, a treasure too rich to be computed. We shall not have it for the seeking. It may exist in the midst of what men may call privations and sorrows, but it will exist in a very large sense, and it will be ours. The so-called hard-headed businessman who never allows himself to be taken advantage of, whose dealings are always strict and uncompromising, is very apt to be a particularly miserable invalid when he is ill. I cannot argue in favor of business laxity. I know the imperative need of exactness and finality. But I do believe that if we are to possess the untroubled mind, we must make our lives larger than the field of dollars and cents. The charity that develops in us will make us truly generous and free from the reaction of hardness. It is a great temptation to go on multiplying the rules of the game. There are so many sensible and necessary pieces of advice which we all need to have emphasized. That is the course we must try to avoid. The child needs to be told, arbitrarily for a while, what is right and what is wrong, that he must do this and he must not do that. The time comes, however, with a growing instinct toward right living is the thing to foster. Not the details of life, which will inevitably take care of themselves if the underlying principle is made right. It must be the ideal of moral teaching to make clear and pure the source of action. Then, the stream will be clear and pure. Such a stream will purify itself and neutralize the dangerous inflow along its banks. It is true that great harm may come from the polluted inflows, but they will be less and less harmful as the increasing current from the good source flows down. We shall have to look well to our habits lest serious ills befall, but that must never be the main concern, or we shall find ourselves living very narrow and labored lives. We shall find that we are failing to observe one of the most important rules of the game.